Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're delighted you're joining us tonight for this special edition of our show, The Greatest Generation Speaks. We'd like to thank Community Hospital of Long Beach for sponsoring this special edition. Our first guest is Susan Redfield, who is the chair of Book Week. Susan, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Art.
What an inspired choice for a book, The Greatest Generation. How did you and your committee come up with the selection?
Well, you know, this is part of the Long Beach Public Library Foundation, and this is the sixth year that we're doing a Book Week program. And there's a large committee, and really anybody can be on the committee. If you're interested, call the Library Foundation and ask to be part of it. We have a committee that starts with about 50 people and nominations that come through Tom Hennessy's article in the Press Telegram, and we narrowed it down to about 20 books. We're looking for stories that are readable by both high school students as well as adults and seniors. We're looking for stories perhaps where there are living representatives, the author or somebody in the story, and we're looking for stories that would resonate and have some literary value.
I know, because I've participated in your wonderful Book Week program in years past. Selections like Fahrenheit 451, To Kill a Mockingbird, and of course Erin Gruwell's Freedom Writer's Diary, recently made into a movie. But this year, the choice, Tom Brokaw, The Greatest Generation, which is an inspiring story, and of course, many of our World War II veterans, and we're going to have two decorated veterans on later in this evening's show, are getting on in years. And so what a wonderful opportunity to kind of document and really give them thanks from a grateful nation.
Exactly. And that is part of why we chose it this year as opposed to waiting into the future, because we wanted several of them around to be able to participate.
Sure.
I should say that the two reasons we do this Book Week are, one, to encourage literacy, but also to encourage a sense of community. When people all read the same book and talk about it, they build connections with each other. And it was our hope that the students and really everybody that reads this book would start to have a connection with the people from Long Beach who participated in World War II.
And as you know, Long Beach is the most diverse city in America, so having that common bond of reading an important book makes perfect sense. And of course, this is the generation. And we start every show with a one-minute tribute to our military and police and fire. Without those men, and they were mainly men in World War II, but some women also, flying planes, we know, we had Barbara London on. So men and women who really saved democracy from totalitarianism, and we honor them at the beginning of each Straight Talk show. Anyway, Straight Talk is, Book Week is coming up March 18th through the 25th. Starting on Sunday, give us an idea of some of the highlights.
Well, it's just terrific. We have probably about 25 or 30 programs that we know about, different organizations that we know about. Cal State Long Beach is doing eight different programs. This Sunday will be the opening, which is March 18th at Long Beach Museum of Art. And there's a special exhibit with photographs of local people, both from Boeing and the Homefront people, of which were pretty significant. And there are several stories in the book about Homefront people, particularly women who stayed back and worked in the factories.
The Rosie the Riveters.
That, as well as doctors, women who had to rally into laboratories and physician, you know, hospitals and so forth, because so many of the service people had, you know, the men had taken off. The other, so that program will also be the announcement, the opening of Book Week, and County Supervisor Don Canabi will be there.
Excellent.
And it's being co-sponsored with the museum and the U.S. Vets.
U.S. Vets.
Yes.
And we had Steve Pack and Jeff Bailey on just last month. Wonderful, wonderful program, Villages at Cabrillo. And then I know you end your Book Week with a special USO program on the Queen Mary.
That's right.
On Sunday, March 25th.
Right, a week from Sunday on the 25th. And that's open to the public, free from 2 to 5, and there'll be the Army Jazz Ambassadors Band. And we've got dancers from the swing dance program at Cal State Long Beach dressing in 40s costumes.
There you go.
And they're going to dance. And in the first set, they'll dance. We can watch them. In the second set, they're going to come out and drag you onto the
dance floor. And that's all free. Parking is extra, but that'll be a wonderful program.
Yes.
And then yours truly is hosting a program at Barnes & Noble on Wednesday, March 21st, speaking to World War II veterans, and everybody's invited to that.
I did want to tell you about the Long Beach Unified School District, though. You know, there are about 200 cities in America that do Reads One Book programs, and Library of Congress manages and monitors them all, and you can look up and find out what other cities are doing. Our city is really special and unique, and is considered a prototype. Many cities have contacted me and others from the Library Foundation to tell them about it. What we're doing this year is every single 11th grader from Long Beach Unified School District, that's more than 7,500 students, will be reading this book and using it as part of their final research paper that
Fantastic.
They must write in order to graduate. We've enlisted a number of veterans to go and speak to the students, so they'll have the resource of the book, they'll have the resource of the veteran, and then other resources that they
and
choose.
And kudos to the Library Foundation and others for raising the money to purchase those books. That's fantastic.
It's a lot of money. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Well, you must be very excited, because I think this particular selection really taps into a deep feeling in the community, in fact, in the country.
Yes.
That we need to recognize the contribution of our veterans and thank them while they're still here to be thanked.
Exactly.
For their service.
Exactly. And I did want to also thank the Port of Long Beach, who did help to sponsor us. The port was pretty significant during World War II, you can well imagine. And for the second year in a row, they've been very helpful with helping us purchase these books, and as well as the Stevedores and some other organizations that have been helpful.
On the front page of our March Straight Talk Reporter, our lead article, Straight Talk, is on Book Week, and that Long Beach is honoring the greatest generation. And at the bumper at the end of this segment, we will put up the website and the telephone number. Susan, thank you very much for chairing this wonderful program and your committee for all the hard work that makes it possible. And I know you're excited about meeting and seeing our next two guests who were there.
Definitely.
Who were there.
Yes.
Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.